Chrissy, you were in this show in 2011. You're in the series with McFly's Dougie, Terry's Mark Wright, and radio legend Pat Sharp.
I know.
What were your memories?
They're amazing. Absolutely. I think I found myself in the jungle. It was lovely. I'm still in touch with Fatima. Fatima was, if it wasn't for Fatima, I don't know what I would have done. Because me and Fatima were the in-betweenies. All the others were young and the others were a lot older than us. And, you know, so me and Fatima, we had to rely on each other, really.
And what, when you say you found yourself, what do you mean by that?
Well, everyone said, and even to this day, they go, they think you're in the jungle all day and you go off to the Versace overnight. You don't. You're in there and you're cameraed 24 hours a day. The toilet's disgusting. Everything's eco-friendly. It's quite boring, but it's very relaxing at the same time. And then you don't know what time of day it is because you're not allowed to know the time. But then you start learning that these animals make a certain noise and then all of a sudden it's going to be light soon and then another animal. So you think, you know, through the day, different animals make different noises and then you think, oh, it's going to be dark soon because these are going, ooh, you know, all these noises. And you think, wow. But you are hungry, but you're not starving.
And you earning to do those bush tucker trials just to get out of camp, or would you rather actually sit back and let other people do them?
Well, it's either, but I think they have the people that they want. I think it's already picked out, you know, who's going to do the bush tucker trials and who's not going to. And I'm just looking at the lineup.
I was going to say, so the lineup's out. Who do you think is going to do well?
Well, it's either at the minute because nobody knows who's going to do what they're going to do till they get there because you don't understand what your fears are until you are there. Danny Baker's very forward. You see, for me, I went in as a foot soldier. You'll get some people who'll go in and go, I'm going to win it and I want to win it. So they'll make sure that they cause a kerfuffle or whatever so they get the limelight all the time. But it's either. I mean, I'm absolutely thrilled that Scarlett Moffat's going
from Gogglebox.
Gogglebox, because she's lovely. She's down to earth. You know, she's done something, and I'm really proud of her. And I like her. We've got lovely Larry Lamb, you know, who's our age group, and we've got lovely Martin Roberts, who I love anyway. It's either. It's who's going to shine more. Because you get some people who are loud and step back. I'm quite shocked that Carol Vorderman's actually good. I think she should go in because she's like a little bit of an action woman now, isn't she? And but it's because you look at Carol Vorderman being flamboyant and always wanting to look the good. And you haven't got an iron. You haven't got all fabulous clothes. There's nothing there, really. Makeup wise, hair wise, you know.
So what advice would you give the new campmates? They've gone into camp, what would you say to them?
Enjoy every minute of it. Enjoy every minute of it. And just understand that the animals there, that they're like not rabid, do you know what I mean? If there's rats there, they're probably trained rats. They're not going to, you know, give you rabies or anything like that. The snakes will probably bite you. But enjoy it.